What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between breaking it down. It's the Twisted Tuesday, SiriusXM channel 159. All right, that's 83-72, and this is going to be your final score right now. They're counting down the clock, and the game is officially over. 83-72, the Los Angeles Lakers win the basketball game. The game stays under the number. We cash a ticket on the way out. Nice night in the Summer League tonight. We've got a pretty decent grasp of this thing. One thing we're doing with the Summer League is we're kind of picking our spots. We're not running the table and jumping in on every game just for the sake of it. I look at the numbers and I'm like, all right, I like the points here. I like the Pacers. I think the Pacers have a good chance of winning the entire Summer League as a whole. We got in on that at 10-1. It'd be nice to hit that. We got Jay Jaffe going to step up in it. We're going to talk some baseball with Jay. We'll get you caught up to date. We haven't done a market watch in a little while. A little stock, Major League Baseball stock watch. Want to get into some football as well in level two. We talked about the Philadelphia Eagles last night a little bit, and they were talking about Jalen Hurts. There was a story out of Cleveland, actually, today. I'm not confirming this, right? There was a story out of Cleveland, though, that somebody in Cleveland was saying that they were hearing that Deshaun Watson was going to get 4 to 6 games only. I don't buy into that. I used to say that. I used to be one of the people who would say, you know what, if you look at, past precedent and all that, that, you look at Ben Roethlisberger and what he got, but I think this is a little bit different situation just from a PR standpoint. I think they're going to, it'll be more than four. I expect it to be more than six. Eventually they're going to have to make a decision on this. We haven't gotten into it yet. They changed the name of Heinz Field as well. Gronkowski says that he's actually done for real, that he's not coming back, that he's done for done playing football. And I actually do believe Rob Gronkowski. I think Rob Gronkowski enjoyed the games. I think he enjoyed the money that he made playing the games. But I don't think Rob Gronkowski enjoyed the surgeries. I don't think he enjoys the practices and, the process. You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady's out there with the third stringers and stuff. And Tom Brady's getting mad in the middle of the summer that they're not sharp and stuff. That's not Gronk. You know what I mean? That's not Gronk. Maybe Gronk will come back again. I don't know, but I kind of buy in. I kind of buy in here that Gronkowski is done. Baltimore Orioles are not done. Man, this is getting crazy. The baseball standings here. The fact that the Baltimore Orioles, to put it in perspective, guys, they hadn't won 9 in a row since 1999. All right. right, let's roll. It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Sirius XM Channel 159. I'm on your 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. A lot of baseball to break down. Jay Jaffe's going to step up and in from Fangraphs. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll get in to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The All-Star jerseys were dropped earlier in the day. And you know what? The National League jersey, the gold on the white is pretty sharp looking, but the American League, it just doesn't pop enough with the, you know, the sort of charcoal gray dark jersey. I think they should just go back to just like the, you know what I mean, just let them put it this way. You know, the history of the All-Star Game is players wearing their uniform in the All-Star Game, right? That's always been the deal. The thing is, I get it. You want to sell jerseys. So just put a damn patch on it and stuff. And fans love that patch stuff, right? But just put a damn All-Star patch on it and people will eat it up more than, you know, they come up with these jerseys. Like last year, nobody wanted to buy it. Like, you know, basically, I'm a jersey mark. I like sports merchandise. And if I'm not running to the window to buy it, then, you know, then it's probably not very good. But what is good is the pennant chase right now and this wild card stuff. It's getting crazy right now. It's getting crazy in the American League. Craziness tonight, the New York Yankees were 49-0. This year when leading going into the ninth inning, and the Cincinnati Reds of all teams put up a four spot, and now they're 49-1. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Orioles have won nine games in a row for the first time since 1999. They're only two games out of a wild card spot right now. Updated wild card standings in the American League. The Tampa Bay Rays are up a game and a half. The Boston Red Sox are plus one. The Toronto Blue Jays are in. The Seattle Mariners didn't play tonight. Their game got postponed against Washington. They're now a half game back. Meanwhile, things are getting real in the National League East right now. The Atlanta Braves, this Strider dude, Strider just keeps striking people out, man. Tonight, his prop was 7.5. It was plus money. We cashed it. The Atlanta Braves are now a game and a half back of the New York Mets. They win tomorrow. They're a half game back, and they get the Washington Nationals this weekend. Both the Dodgers and the Friars lose. Giants roll the D-backs tonight. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting model.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/ScorecardPlus for details.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Oh, we roll us the Twisted Tuesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. All right, so Jay Jaffe is going to join us a little bit later on. Steve Merrill will step up and in as well. We just laid it down on the NBA Summer League. We cashed a ticket with the Los Angeles Clippers getting 5 points. Yet the big news from the NBA today has been from the Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell. But, like, I'm always amazed that people are surprised about this stuff. It's pretty clear when, Quinn Snyder quit. They just traded Rudy Gobert. Like, did anybody really think they weren't going to trade Donovan Mitchell? I said, as soon as the Rudy Gobert, you know what the Utah Jazz are doing. They're going into full tank mode right now. But I got to tell you something. Danny Ainge, say what you will about Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is a great architect of basketball teams, and I wouldn't underestimate Danny Ainge and him putting this thing together right now and fleecing people. So, basically they've all but admitted, yes, Donovan Mitchell is available. Donovan Mitchell is 25 years old. And he scores 25 points a game. So he is going to be, he's a very, very good player. He was unable to put Utah over the top, but he is going to be a sought-after player on the market. The question is, what is the market right now? There's not a lot of teams that have a lot of money, right? Like we see this. We see the situation with Kevin Durant playing out right now. Kyrie Irving, nobody really wants Kyrie Irving. But Donovan Mitchell can help a lot of basketball teams, and it'll be interesting to see who steps up. The New York Knicks have always been the ones that have been the most connected to Donovan Mitchell, or at least the ones that have basically wanted Donovan Mitchell, right? Donovan Mitchell's father is an executive with the New York Mets. He's worked for the Mets for a long time. Mitchell's from there. And, the Knicks, it's not like people are lining up to play for the Knicks. And if they could get a backcourt going of Brunson and Mitchell, then, it's better than, what they have right now. It's kind of been underwhelming. They give up these picks. Now, listen, I know they're clearing a lot, and that's the whole thing, right? The Knicks are trying to clear cap space and clear money moving forward, yet this could be their guy here in Donovan Mitchell. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all that Donovan Mitchell's on the market. The thing is, they're going to want more, and people think that the T-Wolves overpaid, right? The T-Wolves did give up a hell of a lot, let's be real. They did and they didn't. In a sense, if you're the T-Wolves, you've been bad for so long, you're a pretty good team right now, you're knocking on the door, so I can understand them not really being too concerned with a 2027 first-round draft pick right now. Right? Or the 2025 first round draft pick. And the players, they kind of just cleared a bunch of cap space anyways. Dan Favalli brought up a good point last night as far as the T-Wolves are concerned. Not having so much with a problem of what they gave up, but now they're just sort of locked in. This is it. Like, this is the team that they have, and this is it moving forward. The other team, listen, the Knicks have always been the team most connected to Donovan Mitchell, but the other team, and they're a good team, and they're a team that was connected to Kevin Durant, and they might think that Kevin Durant is, and the deal is impossible to pull off, is the Miami Heat. And just for the record, there are reports that the Miami Heat actually are interested in Donovan Mitchell. The Miami Heat know they're kind of a player short here if they want to get over the top, and Donovan Mitchell could be that player. If they could pair him with a Jimmy Butler and a Bam Adebayo. But the Miami Heat, like, they don't really have a lot to give up. So it gets down to, but, you got to believe that Tyler Hero is a player that Danny Ainge would like. especially for Utah. But all kidding aside, Donovan Mitchell is now available. And the market... I don't think the market is going to be massive just because I think Utah are going to be looking for so much. And another thing is, too, here, if you're the Utah Jazz, you don't have to rush to trade Donovan Mitchell. He hasn't demanded a trade. He hasn't said, hey, listen, He, you know what I mean? I think he knows that this is going to play out how it's playing out. I don't think Danny Ainge, and honestly, I don't think Utah want to keep him. Utah is going to try to get Victor Wembanyama and a million draft picks and just rebuild, right? And Danny Ainge is good at this, right? So, but at the same point in time, it's the same thing with, like, with Brooklyn. It is the middle of the summer right now. We are still months away from the start of the season. They don't need to rush into anything that they don't feel comfortable with. And it's the same thing. They could trade Donovan Mitchell, you know what I mean, you know, mid-season type thing, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that they just put it out there, it's just sort of the, you know, the ball, you know, the ball begins to roll here a little bit. And the New York media is all over this already. Step it up here.
New York. I would love to see him go to New York, Gabe. I think if New York could pull off a package and bring Donovan Mitchell and team him up with Jalen Brunson, I just think that basketball is back in New York like it was a couple years ago when they went to the playoffs.
There'll be, yes, there'll be an energy. At least you've got two scorers out there, right? Right.
If you trade R.J. Barrett for him? Because I feel like if they make any sort of package, Utah's going to yes. want a young R.J. Barrett. And I would, honestly, I would make that trade.
Yeah, the New York Post is already throwing R.J. Barrett under the bus. R.J. Barrett, a necessary sacrifice if the Knicks want Donovan Mitchell. You see, like, it hasn't taken long here. And listen, I think that R.J. Barrett is a good player. You know, I think, though, honestly, I think that Utah would be looking for less. You know what I mean? Are they looking for players? Are they really looking for the full rebuild? But if we're talking about R.J. Barrett and a bunch of picks, and you're getting a bunch of the Knicks picks, and don't forget the Knicks have been stockpiling picks as well, then if you're Utah, you got to listen. Donovan Mitchell is not going to play for you long term. You are rebuilding. Your coach stepped down because he couldn't get you over the top. You have the best defensive player in the league, and you just traded him, and you have one. You still have a couple of more valuable pieces, actually. I think they're going to flood everybody before it's all said and done. But now that it's known, definitely, Matthias, the Knicks fan wants this, right? And, you know, like I said, too, the Knicks.
If I'm a Knicks fan, I'm drooling for it. I really am. It's like, if they don't pull this off, I'd be an angry Knicks fan because you have some value in R.J. Barrett. I think that's the hardest part to find is draft a guy like R.J. Barrett and hopefully it works out. And for the Knicks, it has worked out. Like, Barrett has value. And now it's making sure you get the correct value in return for Barrett. And Donovan Mitchell is definitely a player that has high value to get a guy. You know what I mean? It's a great trade for both teams.
We've seen the New York Knicks are unable to sign big-time free agents. Like, Jalen Brunson's not a big-time free. You know what I mean? He's okay. You know what I mean? He's a good player. But you know what I'm saying? They don't, you know what I mean? Like, Kyrie Irving, they thought they were in the mix for Kevin Durant. Like, the Knicks in the past and Knicks fans have believed that they're in the mix for everybody, that everybody wants to play at MSG. And, yeah, everybody wants to play at MSG as on the visiting team. Everybody loves the building. They love playing there as a visitor and then leaving after. But so this is why it's a little bit different. So you have Jalen Brunson, whose father was hired by the Knicks. And Jalen Brunson wanted to play for the Knicks. And you've got Donovan Mitchell, who actually likes the Knicks as well. So I think that's why the...
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Knicks would have to go the extra mile to pull this and not let the Miami Heat get him as well. Because it's been underwhelming. Jalen Brunson was a nice move, but you know what I mean? That's it. And you didn't even get a draft pick this year or anything. Like, you know, if you're the Knicks are looking for more. And they were teased with DeJounte Murray and all that. Even though we didn't think it was going to happen. This could happen, and R.J. Barrett does make sense. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're just talking about Donovan Mitchell. And like I said, the New York media is already all over this now that Utah's basically publicly admitted. We can get you the Utah quote, but you know he's a big part of our franchise. But things evolve in the NBA and blah blah blah. So Donovan Mitchell's going to be available. So the New York media already wants to trade RJ Barrett, and RJ Barrett is a good player. So Utah would be getting a good player. Donovan Mitchell will not be part of the Utah Jazz's future. Yet the Miami Heat want in, and there'll be other teams as well. And one team that's been kind of quiet, but they're going to have some money because they're not re-signing DeAndre Ayton are the Phoenix Suns, right? The Phoenix Suns were connected to Kevin Durant, but they don't have enough to get that done. But it'll be interesting, what do they have enough to get a Donovan Mitchell deal done? What seems to make sense, yet what makes sense doesn't always transpire, but what seems to make sense would be, so DeAndre Ayton with the sign and trade from Phoenix to the Pacers, there's talk the Pacers want DeAndre Ayton. So they could swing Miles Turner over to Phoenix. Miles Turner makes less money than Ayton will. And Miles Turner actually suits the Phoenix need. He's a very good rim protector. He's a great rebounder. So, and then they'd still be lacking something on offense. I'm just saying, could Phoenix pull off getting Donovan Mitchell, get rid of DeAndre Ayton, you bring in Miles Turner, and then you bring in a Donovan Mitchell as well. So you'd have you've got Turner in the paint, and then you'd have CP3, Devin Booker, and Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is the type of guy that could put like a winning team over the top. Right, he wasn't able to carry Utah on his own. But like I said, he's 25 years old. He scores 25 points a game. He's going to be sought after. The only thing is, word on the street is Utah's asking price is going to be higher than what it was for Rudy Gobert. And they got 3 first-round picks and a bunch of players for Rudy Gobert. So, like I said, they put it out there right now. They don't have to rush into anything. But Danny Ainge is a smart guy. And this is all about Victor Wembanyama. This really is. You see that San Antonio Spurs are in tank mode and Utah are in tank mode. And, it sort of fits for everybody in a sense. And like I said, the Knicks are a team, even though they're high profile, people don't want to sign with them. They haven't won in a long time. Their owner isn't the most popular guy in the NBA. And it's interesting because NHL players don't mind signing with the Rangers. So it's more of a Nick thing I think the Dolan thing is overblown, but the Knicks have a worse reputation than the Rangers do, even though it's the same owner, right? Like, people in the hockey world like the Rangers and have no problem signing with the Rangers. They like signing with the Rangers, right? Like, the Rangers are a high-profile team in the NHL. They pay the players, Like the Rangers. It's interesting how it's almost like the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres, right? It's the same owners, yet the Buffalo Bills are very crisply and sharply run right now, and the Buffalo Sabres are just a complete train wreck. And it's the same ownership group, so you figure, well, they're smart enough to put this on the tracks. How come they can't just put the hockey team in the right direction? Similar situation. Look at the Rangers. The Rangers have been successful. The Rangers are an up-and-coming team. The Rangers are a Stanley Cup contender for the next couple of years to come, right? The New York Knicks, you can't say the same thing, even though it's the same ownership group. All right, so speaking of ownership groups, I saw the Dana White video today. So what's the deal with this anyway? So president of the UFC, Dana White, gave somebody $250,000 today. The video is circulating from Kyle Forgard's Instagram page, the host of the popular Full Send podcast shows. White giving him $250K. He later posted the clip to Instagram saying, $250K for my birthday from the best mentor friend I could ever ask for. I don't know how much money this was until after the video. I'm in shock. Thank you so much, effing much, to Dana White. The video has drawn criticism from those in the UFC world who are bashing White for his lack of generosity towards UFC stars. According to disclosed payouts, his the flyweight champion, Figueiredo, was paid $150,000. Brandon Moreno was paid $200,000. White has formed a fast bond with Forgard and his co-host since appearing on their podcast in January. Now, me personally, Matthias, I don't, you know, it's Dana White's money. He can give it to whoever he wants to give it to. And whatever he's going to do, he's going to get criticized for, right? Because as soon as I saw the video and right away, and even here I'm reading the story from Mediate, it says president of the UFC, Dana White, seems to be a very generous man, except when it comes to his own champions. But there's a difference between, you know, a company and paying your employees and friends of yours. But I got to be honest with you. When I saw the video, Matthias, earlier, I thought that it was just some dude. You know what I mean? I didn't know that it was a popular podcaster that was, you know what I mean, and all that. And the guy was making money, an influencer or whatever. I just thought it was a dude. So at first, I was like, oh, it's a pretty nice gesture, Dana, to give just $250K to a guy that he knows like this. But it turns out this guy's a host of a popular, what is it? I've heard of these guys before.
The Nelk Boys.
Yeah, the Nelk Boys.
They go from the Nelk Boys. And, you know, it was kind of cringe for me, Gabe, because I do agree with you, and I thought the same thing. It's his money. They're friends. We don't know their relationship. You know, we don't know what they do on the side when Dana's not working. That's completely personal. But at the end of the day, I think Dana could have avoided this knowing that the cameras are on him. And if you're going to hand somebody...
Don't do it on video, right?
Yeah, exactly. Don't put it on video. Do it at his house or at the Nelk Boys' house when everybody's kind of like kumbayaing together and nobody will talk about it. It's like, let's keep this under the wraps. Happy birthday. And it's still going to be an amazing birthday present. But the fact that he did it publicly, you know, you got guys like my friend Louis Smoka, who's living in Hawaii right now, who's vividly pissed. He's so angry because he got cut from the UFC a couple weeks ago and he's missed out on performance bonuses left and right, he's been saying. So he's saying that's my girl's college and tuition right there that he's given away, that I deserve more than this kid who hasn't done anything. But then again, he doesn't know their personal relationship, so at the same time, you know, it's a line he can't cross. But like every UFC fighter today, you know, is probably wondering, well, isn't that nice? You know, Aljamain Sterling, bantamweight champion in the world right now, he even came out and said, I want more money. And he's a champion. We're talking about a UFC champion even coming at him a little bit.
Well, Sterling tweeted Dana White and said, my birthday's coming up. What are you going to give me? Exactly. And then I saw people jump in, a bad contract, right? And like, so I think you're right.
That's great. That's actually the best one. I didn't see that.
It wasn't me.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it
but
is
like I said,
a bad number. But he is going to get a bad contract.
You can never tell someone what to do with their own money. Number one, right? You can never. Number one. Number two, I can say this firsthand. I know for a fact. Dana White, I know for the Fertittas in the past as well, they've done a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't see and stuff like that. But I do agree, Matthias, just in the sense, but I don't think he cares. That's the whole thing. I don't think Dana White cares. But I think
he
thing.
He doesn't. You're
yeah, he just doesn't right. care. He's yeah, like, he I just don't care, right? Like, exactly. He does not care about what anybody says. But you are right that... When I saw the video right away, like when I saw the video, I didn't think about the UFC fighters. I thought, wow, that was pretty cool of Dana White. Now, like I said, I didn't know this guy was a popular podcaster and stuff, and his Nelk boys are pretty big as well. So I didn't, you know, I thought he was just hooking some dude up, whatever, you know what I mean? But I never thought anything negative. I didn't think, you know what I mean? He's screwing the fighters. But I did know and think right away that was going to be the perception. Like, right away. Like, when I saw the video and I saw that, I was like... Because, you know, Dana White's the type of guy, for better or worse, whatever he's going to do, people are going to criticize, right? Like, if he gives a bonus, oh, he could have done more. He could have done this. He could have done that. The one thing, guys, like, this is the one thing. With the UFC contracts... And I, you know, listen, some fighters should be, you know, I've always said this about the UFC. I think it's a little bit overblown. Some guys are overpaid. Some guys are underpaid in the UFC. I mean, in a sense, you know what I mean? And some guys are paid just sort of properly. I mean, the fact is, some guys can be champions, but nobody knows who they are, right? Like, it's not like the UFC's making a lot of money off someone just because they're a champion type of deal. So, number one. But number two is, and I've heard fighters tell me this, and I've heard people in the company say this, nobody puts a gun to anybody's head to sign any of these contracts. You are free to negotiate. You know what I mean? You can go in there and negotiate a contract. Right, like I knew one guy that was, you know, he was a good fighter. He was making pretty good money, and he was making more money than some other people were. And I asked him why. I said, you know, these other people are more popular than you. And he said that I actually had an agent and a lawyer that negotiated for me. And he basically said that they'll give you what, like, you'll negotiate. Like, if you push back a little bit, they'll give you more. If you don't, they won't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my point. Like, nobody, you know what I mean? Like, people can say, no, pay me more, right? And the other thing is, don't sign these six-fight deals and stuff like that, right? Like, the fighters walk right into this stuff all the time, knowing, right? Like, look out for yourself better, right? Get representation. Don't represent yourself. Don't just get some other MMA manager that's gotten stiff 10 times with other fighters, right? Brock Lesnar didn't get ripped off. George St. Pierre didn't get ripped off. You know what I mean? Like,
what defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you come in and you negotiate properly, you won't get ripped off. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moranci, Sirius XM Channel 159. We're throwing it down on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. What's up, SoCal? The 50,000-watt juggernaut. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's talk baseball with the senior writer at FanGraphs and the author of the Cooperstown Casebook. And it's available on Amazon. But if you want to support local shops, follow Jay on Twitter, and he'll hook you up and see if the book is for sale in your area. Jay Jaffe steps up and in to join us. Jay, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here, Gabe.
So, Jay, there's a lot of stuff to get to. Let me start off with the All-Star game, as in who should be starting for the National League. Alcantara is getting a lot of love, Tony Gonsolin, and there's a lot of push for Clayton Kershaw right now. And I want to get into the American League as well, but what's your take on this conversation? Who do you think should be the starter for the National League?
Well, you know, for sentimental reasons, I think I would lean towards Clayton Kershaw. I mean, he's always been a favorite of mine. He's never gotten to start an All-Star game, unlike his Hall of Fame-bound peers, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and Zach Greinke, has each gotten to start one. Kershaw missed out on starting in the years that he won those three Cy Young Awards, including the time that the NL manager tabbed Matt Harvey to start at Citi Field in 2013. So, you know, I'd like to see him get it. I understand that it's, you know, he's missed time due to injury. His numbers are very good, but they're not as good as Sandy Alcantara's or Tony Gonsolin's. Of those two, I think I'm more impressed with Alcantara's performance. Gonsolin has the slight edge in earned run average. I don't care about the one-loss records. Alcantara has just totaled so many more innings. He's got incredible stamina. Has been working deep into games, seven innings or more, 12 times in a row, something that I wrote about on FanGraphs for Monday. So I think he would be a solid choice. But from the marquee standpoint, I think Kershaw makes more sense.
And what about for the American League? Is this just a slam dunk that it's McClanahan, or, you know, does it matter where the game is? You just mentioned Matt Harvey and City Field. Like, if it was in Miami, I'd say, all right, yeah, Alcantara's the, let's make him the slam dunk starter. Should it matter where the game is? And now I bring in, you know, it is L.A., Ohtani versus Kershaw, or are we getting too flashy right now? Or is McClanahan just too deserving?
You know, I wrote about Ohtani on Friday from the same standpoint. I think, you know, from a marquee standpoint, Ohtani versus Kershaw is great, and you know, especially given that it is also, you know, has the local tie-in. No, it doesn't really matter that much, but I mean, those are the two biggest stars. You know, Shane McClanahan's has a statistically better year than Ohtani, but man, the run that Ohtani has been on lately, I don't think there's any pitcher hotter than him. You know, in terms of his last four starts, no earned runs, 40 strikeouts. Just, you know, he's taken another step forward with his pitching. And I think, you know, the fact that he's on this, you know, part of a six-man rotation isn't totaling the innings. I mean, yeah, I get that. And I see the case for McClanahan as well. I think it comes down to those two. Again, if you're trying to grab the bigger audience and looking past just – you know, what's happened in the first 3 months of the season, I think you can make a very good case for Ohtani.
Jay Jaffe with us. All right, Jay. Well, I'm really enjoying this baseball season. It's just flying by right now. And the Baltimore Orioles, to me, are one of the stories of the league. 29-20 in their last 49 baseball games. They played themselves within a couple of games of the wild card coming into tonight's play. Now the conversation, and I see the article starting to pop up, should the Baltimore Orioles be buyers? And I think that's kind of a loaded question, because I understand, you know, you sort of want to throw something to the fan base that's been through so much misery for the past, you know, 15, 20 years or whatnot, etc. But at the same point in time, you have to be realistic as well. What's your take on the Baltimore Orioles, and are they for real real, or was this just sort of a hot streak that they're on right now?
That's a good question. You know, the Orioles are suddenly almost respectable here. They've caught some teams flat-footed, I think, and they are, I think, interesting, if not good, to use the phrase that my colleague Dan Zimborski, who himself identifies as an Oriole fan, wrote last week. I think, you know, I don't think, put it this way, I don't think there's any harm in being buyers, so long as you're not, like, trading big prospects to get the pieces you need. I mean, the Orioles don't have a very good rotation. Competing for some of the starters out there, especially if you're looking for somebody who may not be just a two-month rental, I think that's reasonable. For example, just to throw a name out there, more as an example than specific fit, Tyler Molly of the Reds, who is has one more year before free agency. That's the kind of player you should be going for. May not be a huge difference maker this year, but you know, a player who can help your cause next year as well, and solidify that rotation, which you know is one of the weaker spots on the team. You know, if somebody bowls you over with an offer for Trey Mancini, sure, you take that. But I don't think you have to go into this looking to be stripped for parts the way the Orioles have been the last few years.
I had pretty high hopes for Seattle. Now, for the record, I bet and I remember talking with you, Jay, actually, about the Mariners, and their win total was 84.5, and you said you were kind of leaning to the under, to the lighter side of this. And, you know, they were sort of stumbling their way through the first half of the season, but they've started to play better baseball right now. I mean, they've been on a tear as of late. They're over 500 right now. They were knocking on the door last year but fell short. What about Seattle moving forward, and will they be a little bit more aggressive? They weren't they weren't last year at the trade deadline. They bring in Robbie Ray in the offseason, obviously, but are you buying in that Seattle are legitimate wildcard contenders this year now?
Yes, I am. I think they've improved as the season has gone on. We have them with a 44% chance, 44.7% chance of making the playoffs. That's definitely, go for it territory, especially when you've got the drought that they've got, which is the longest in professional sports in terms of missing the postseason. So I think they owe it to their fan base to pursue some upgrades. I know they've got a logjam of sorts in the outfield, although injuries have kind of thinned that out a bit. I think they should be looking to upgrade where they can. Obviously, you know, you don't want to undo the progress you've made and make a silly deal, but I do think this is a team that could still stand to be aggressive at the deadline, and I think they will be. Jerry Dipoto generally has that reputation, and so I suspect they will try to make a splash.
What are your thoughts on the Toronto Blue Jays? Are they a disappointment to you? Are they who you thought they were? And listen, there's a lot of baseball left, and I think the Jays can still get hot again. But what's your opinion on this Toronto Blue Jay team, and what's wrong with them?
You know, I think they're a very good team. They've had the misfortune of not playing well against the Yankees, who are just an absolute juggernaut this year. You know, we thought that the Blue Jays, I think we had them preseason as our favorites in the AL East, but that was, you know, in a dogfight with the Yankees and Rays and Red Sox all being good as well. Nobody expected the Yankees to be a team on par with their 98 or squad, but that's the pace that they're going. But they've struggled. The Blue Jays have struggled lately, 2-9. They're better than that for sure. And I still think that they need to be aggressive at the trade deadline and try to fix what they can. They've had some injuries and some disappointments there in that lineup. I still think this is a playoff team, though.
A team that I think is kind of flying under the radar, and we're talking with Jay Jaffe. I think that, you know, it's very impressive that they cracked the 51 barrier considering all the injuries that they did. I'm talking about the Friars in San Diego. What's your take on this ball club moving forward that can only get healthier as the year goes on? I think they've shown a lot of moxie fighting through and battling through the injuries that they've had.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for them to do this without Fernando Tatis Jr. is pretty impressive, and hopefully they get him back soon. It's not quite the pace that they hoped they would have him, but they've got great starting pitching. Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, particularly having very good seasons. Mackenzie Gore has been impressive as a rookie. I should say deep starting pitching, not necessarily great starting pitching, but they've got a lot of options there. Even Blake Snell is starting to come around after some rough results early. They have supplanted the Giants as the main challenger to the Dodgers in that division right now. The Dodgers have played very well and particularly put a little bit of daylight between the two teams lately. But the Padres have given them a scare.
What do you think about San Francisco? Which way do they go? They're right on the cliff now, aren't they? You know what I mean? Things could fall apart, and they could start looking to next year, and maybe they unload some guys and have some money for the Aaron Judge pursuit and all that, or maybe they go on a little bit of a run, and you know they want to make the playoffs. But what's your take? Which direction are they going, this team?
Given the age of their core players, I saw this as a team that was primed for regression. That really has been what's happened. They've had some key injuries, and the catching situation's been kind of a mess in the wake of Buster Posey's retirement. It's hard to win 107 games year after year. I suspect that this is probably a team that, unless they get really hot over the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks, or whatever, they are. More likely to be sellers than buyers. They still have a shot at the playoffs. They're right there with the Phillies and the Cardinals as kind of the playing for that third wild card spot. And maybe they are good enough to do it with a talent on hand. But I think that they should be mindful of the longer run. Last year was the surprise, I don't think they should go crazy here.
Last year was the massive surprise, and I didn't think they were going to be able to pull this off. All right, Jay, before we get you out of here, people sort of kept on waiting for the White Sox to turn it up a notch, and I'm not sure it's ever going to happen. The Cleveland Guardians have surprised me. What's your take on the Central right now? People keep waiting for the standings to change in Minnesota to sort of fall apart, but they're not. What's your take on where this division is going?
Yeah, none of these teams are powerhouses, to say the least. one of those years. I mean, the Twins are 48-40. The White Sox are 41-45. The Guardians are 43-42. This is still a winnable race for any of these teams. And I think that player health could be the big determinant. So far the Twins have been the luckiest of the three in that department, and they've got the division lead to show for it. But the White Sox, man, if they can ever get healthy, there's a lot of talent on that team, and I expect them to draw closer. And you know, I think that they have the capability to be the best team in this division.
Jay Jaffe with us. All right, Jay, final question. National League MVP. Paul Goldschmidt right now is plus 100. Is he overpriced? Manny Machado was 5-1. Pete Alonso was 7-1. Mookie Betts is 12-1. Is this much of a slam dunk that Paul Goldschmidt's the MVP?
That's a good question. I kind of lean towards Machado because he's playing the more difficult position, and he's putting up great numbers as well. Defensively, when you look at the defensive contributions as well, it's pretty even in terms of wins above replacement. So I think it's a toss up right now. And obviously, it's tough to do what Goldschmidt's doing. He's leading in all three slash stat categories. If he could do that, he's got a real chance at winning it.
Jay Jaffe, senior writer at Fangraphs, and of course the author of the Cooperstown Casebook, available at your local bookstore. Follow Jay on Twitter and he'll hook you up with a local bookstore, or you can get it on Amazon. Always a pleasure, Jay. Thanks a lot. Take the time to be with us, man.
All right, sure thing, Jay. Thanks a lot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips. 24.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Jay Jaffe. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. I'll tell you what. We were talking about drafts earlier, and they're volatile, a lot of line movement. We've discussed the National League MVP a lot this year. And, man, the numbers have really swung around quite a bit. And anytime, it's almost like when you see Paul Goldschmidt at plus 105 right now, we really should just put our money where our mouths are and take Manny Machado at 5-1, Pete Alonso 7-1, Mookie Betts 12-1. Right? Okay, you don't want to take all three, fine. But it's no lock. Paul Goldschmidt's no lock. Another thing, he can get hurt as well. Last year, I bet the Cy Young stuff, like the Major League Baseball Player Awards. I really do believe that you really should just, take the value when it's on the board. Because you guys remember, Manny Machado earlier this year was like plus 650, plus 750 and stuff. And me and Jason B. Tackerman were talking about it. And he went all the way down to like plus 150. And then he got hurt, right? But now he's back, and he's right back in the mix again. So these numbers really are volatile. It's pretty crazy when you look at the National League MVP odds. So Paul Goldschmidt's plus 105. Machado is 5-1. Pete Alonso is 7-1. And I don't think we really talk enough about Alonso, but the next three guys are all Dodgers, man. Mookie Betts is 12-1. Freddie Freeman is 20-1. And Trey Turner is 20-1. I do think that if you look at the body of work, I think it has to be Manny right now. You just heard Jay Jaffe from Fangraphs say he thinks it's Manny. I think there's value right now with Manny at 5-1. But as I stated, I almost think right now, you guys know in the last couple of years I've really gotten into these, futures and this award and MVP this and that. And only if I see value here, and I do think there's value with Manny right now at 5-1. And another good thing is we don't have to wait that much longer, really. There's 2.5 months left in the season only. Same thing with Cy Young. Alcantara's minus 110 right now. He gets hurt. He's not winning. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.